We were away 2 weeks. Our family takes a 2 week time away down to North Carolina. And it's a long drive. So that's why we stay. We go down this time of day because the prices are cut in half. So, I'll tell you what, the weather was just fine. So there's my little secret for you. If you want to go to the beach and you want to go that far, go after the season. The prices just go down. I did miss you. I missed church, and I did miss many people. And well, you know, I missed all of you. But there are a couple of people in this congregation who are in a special category for me. They include, Rhoda's laughing because she's one of them. Okay, compose yourself. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I've never had to say in the church service, is there a doctor in the house? Let's keep it that way. Rhoda and her husband Bob are in this special category of people, and so are Joyce and Ted Sowers in this special group of category. You're thinking, well, why then? What's so different about them? And I'll tell you in a moment. Let's first pray and ask God to bless our time as we look into His Word. Father, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you again, Father, for the excitement of children. Father, thank you for the singing and the voices being raised for your glory. Thank you for those powerful scripture readings that were read. God, thank you for your faithfulness, which is new every morning. And it's not based on our goodness. It's based on your love for us. And Father, as we look into your word, guide what I have to say. And we ask that the Holy Spirit would bless it, and that so that we would come away more in love with our neighbor and more in love with you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Rhoda and her husband Bob and Joyce and Ted Sowers have been farmhands for the Snyder Farm. We have the property that Bob grew up in, and so we have a couple of farm animals. We have a couple of pigs. And by the way, the kids are welcome anytime they come out to the Snyder Farm, and we won't put you to work on this kind of thing. But when we're away, we really need a team of people to come in and help feed the animals and so on. And so they have been very faithful farmhands while we are away. I know it's not always easy, and I hope that you don't tell everyone how disorganized my little farm that is. But anyway, as I was thinking about a land and seasons today, it reminded me, in one sense, we are all farm hands in God's field. Are we not? Are we not? We're all farm hands in God's field. As I was contemplating which passage I wanted to speak from, I was drawn to this First Corinthians chapter 3, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, and it just reminded me, it resonated with me, what Paul was getting at, and how Paul was dealing with a situation in that church where there was this competition. There were some Christians there who said, we like the Apostle Paul. He was the one that started our church. And he's the Apostle, so they liked the Apostle Paul. But then there was another group that said, no, we like Apollos. Apollos came in after Paul had left, and so Apollos took over the ministry that Paul started there in Corinth. And many scholars believe that Apollos was actually a better preacher than the Apostle Paul was. And so there was this division in the congregation there of people who said, I am of Paul, I am of Paul. And others said, no, I'm of Apollos. And that showed their immaturity in God, that they would be fighting over something like that. But anyway, Paul is trying to make a point, no, You're getting it all wrong. It's not about if you're Paul or Apollos. Don't you understand that the most important thing is what the work is that you're doing? You are working, you are laboring in God's field. We all are laboring in God's field. We are all farmhands in God's field. There's a lot of lessons that we can draw from this text. Here's a couple I want to share with you. We all have a role as farmhands in God's field. Right? There are no superstars. I have a role, and you have a role, and they're all important roles. I think of Cindy, who came today early and got our communion ready. That's an important role. That's part of being a farmhand in God's field. I think of Donna and Cindy who read the Word of God for us today so brilliantly. That was tending in God's field. I think of Joyce and the children's people leading today. That's farmhand work in God's field, a very important part. I think of Danielle and the choir, and that's work in God's field. We all have a part. You do have a part in God's field. God's field is the world that needs desperately the message of Jesus Christ. We are all working together as farmhands. There are no superstars. The other important lesson to know is it is God who does the growth. God's responsibility is the growth, and not ours. We're responsible to be faithful to the task. Did Mother Teresa say, God did not call me to be successful. He called me to be faithful. I'm thinking, as the call committee is doing their job, here's one thing I would not say to any pastors that are being interviewed. This is just my own little advice. I would avoid saying something like, we need you to come in here and grow these churches. That should scare anybody, because it's impossible for human effort to grow something genuinely of God. It requires the Holy Spirit blessing it. That's what Paul's point was, is you are arguing over who's Apollos and who's Paul. Don't you understand we are co-laborers together in God's field? But it's God who does the growing. We can't do it. Our best efforts can't achieve that. We require God to bless. And that's where growth occurs. Not by our human effort, not by our skills, not by anything. It is God who causes growth. Not us. My last point is this. I had a friend at Hershey Medical Center, and he said something which I think was profound. But I think it's spot on. God doesn't need us. If you're thinking, God needs me to get out there and do this. God needs me. God needs me. God doesn't need me. God doesn't need us. God is all-powerful and sovereign. Rather than needing us to be involved in his work, God, in his sovereign plan, has chosen to bless us by allowing you and I to partner in his program. God loves us and wants us to participate in that plan. So when we're doing our ministry, whatever the ministry we're involved in, and we're partnering with God, that's a blessing that we can hook up arms with God Almighty and reach the world with the message of Jesus Christ. He doesn't need us, but we need him. We need him. Absolutely, we need him. The last thing I want to close with this is, if you were paying attention to this text, Paul goes from this analogy of being a farmhand, being out in God's field and God's growth, to building a building. He talks about being a master builder and building things up. And the same way that we are working in God's vineyard, in God's field, we are building God's temple, which is the people of God. So we are also fellow builders with God. Paul says that they will come for each of us when we stand before God. And what we have done with our life will be tested by fire. What we have done will be tested by fire. Now, if you were paying attention to that text, the things that we have done that are self-centered, the things that I have done which are for Eric's program, which are centered around Eric, they won't stand up. But the things that I do, the things that you do, which are a blessing to God's people, that are blessed by the Holy Spirit, they will survive the fire. But the thing about it is, we don't do our work to redeem ourselves. Our works that we do for God in His field are not to save us. God saves us one way, through the cross, through the blood of Jesus Christ, through grace. That is the only salvation we have. And for those who, for whatever reason, aren't giving and haven't given their lives into God's work, it doesn't mean they won't be saved. They will be saved through the fire. But things that were just self-centered will completely fade away. May we understand that because of God's sovereign love and desire to partner with us for the program to restore the world, the lost world, God allows us and is blessed to partner with us and have us be farmhands in His vineyard. Amen. Father, thank you that we looked into this important chapter in 1 Corinthians and that it encourages us to embrace the role we have as farmhands in your field, realizing that as we do our work, we can't cause growth. Only you can cause growth. And we thank you that it's your heart's desire that as we partake of the work in your field, you bless us and we work with you. In Jesus' name, amen.